Today, we're going to continue our study in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 8. 今日、ルクによる福音書8章で続きます。And in this chapter, we're going to have the parable of the sower. この章で種まきの例え話も学んでいきます。But first, let's start with just the first three verses of the chapter.とまずこの章の最初の三つの聖句をいただきましょう。And these tell us about the time and the place where these things are happening. これはそういう当時の状況、当時の出来事を伝えているのです。Luke chapter 8 verses 1 through 3. ルクによる福音書8章1節から3節までお読みします。After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. Those women were helping to support them out of their own means.
すぐその後、イエスは神の国を述べ伝え、その福音を告げ知らせながら、町や村を巡って旅を続けられた。十二人も一緒だった。悪霊を追い出して、病気を癒していただいた何人の婦人たち、すなわち七つの悪霊を追い出していただいた、マグダラの女と呼ばれるマリア。ヘロデの彼、クザの妻ヨハナ、それにスーサンナ、その多くの婦人たちも一緒であった。彼女たちは自分の持ち物を出し合って一向に奉仕していた。
Notice these women who are traveling with Jesus. イエスに連れて行っているこの婦人たちを気づきましょう。Now we know the 12 disciples were all men.
12人の弟子たちはみんなは男性でした。
But sometimes we don't notice that from the beginning of his ministry, Jesus is always including women in the work he is doing.
とたまにあまり気づいていないところで、イエスは初めから婦人たちもその奉仕、その ministry に参加させていらっしゃること。ために気づいていないです、私たちですね。
From the beginning, women are a very important part of what Jesus is doing in his ministry.
はじめから女性たちは多くの役割を果たしていました。
And that was almost 2,000 years ago.
それはもう2000年ほど、そのぐらい前にあったことですけれども、
From that time on until today, women still play a very important role in the church and serve in many ways.
でも当時の時代からずっと2000年ぐらいを経って今日まで女性たちは教会の中で多くの役割を果たしてまたいろいろ方法で奉仕しています。Thank you, ladies. ありがとうございます。
Here we see that the women are even providing the finances, bringing together the resources to help to pay for the needs of the disciples and the others as Jesus ministers.
今日与えられた箇所で、その女性たちは経済的にも奉仕していらっしゃったようです。大きな役割、大きな ministry がありました。
And this is very surprising if you think of that time.
当時の社会の状況を考えてみると、これは驚くべきのことです。
At that time, I don't think very many Jewish rabbis would have invited the ladies to participate in the ministry in so many ways.
当時の社会のことを考えてみれば、まあ、ユダヤ人のその時の先生方は、このように女性たちを参加させることはめったになかったと思います。
But Jesus also is a Jewish rabbi, we have to remember. But he's bringing a lot of new things in the ministry.
イエスご自身も
ユダヤ教の先生であることを覚え、それを大事にしなければいけないと思いますけれども、イエスは周りの先生と比べたら新しいものをたくさん与えられていらっしゃるのです。So we should remember that and give thanks for the role of ministry, the role in the church of ministry that the ladies have. それで私たちはそれを覚え、ここに留め、女性たちの方は大きなミニストリーがあって、いつも感謝すべきだと思います。Today, we're going to look at a parable. 今日、ちょっと、例え話を見てみますけれども、What is a parable? 例え話と言ったら、どういうものでしょうか? Well, it's basically when you take an example from everyday life and you use it to teach a spiritual truth.
このような例え話というのは、まあ、日常生活から何かの例を挙げて、それを通して霊的な真理を述べ伝えるのです。
And it's not surprising that Jesus used parables. イエスは例え話を使ったことは驚くべきのことではありません。All of the Jewish rabbis used parables. 当時のユダヤ人、その先生は、みんなは例え話を使って話していましたから、それは他の先生たちと同じぐらいのように。しかし、シエスの例え話は、なんと深い意味、心の響かれることがあります。
But the parables of Jesus are different than that of the other teachers because they're very deep in their meaning and they echo in our hearts
so that we remember them easily and learn many things from them. 簡単にそれを暗記して、いろいろ学んでいくことができます。
Now, the Gospel of Mark tells us concerning the same parable that it was given at the Sea of Galilee.
マルクによる福音書4章を見たら、今日与えられたものはそのガルラヤ湖沿いのところで話されてと書かれています。
And many of the things that Jesus is doingas he goes from town to town, or in this region around Lake Galilee.
イエスがなさった大きな行いは、わざわざたくさんこのガルラヤ湖の地域で行われたものがあります。
And so today, along the lake, he's going along, and you can imagine Jesus and the disciples, they're going along, and the ladies are with them, and there's a whole bunch of people following them.
シエスとその弟子たちはもうガルラヤ湖沿いを歩いて行ってその道を歩いて行くとまあ後ろの方から大勢の人がやってきました。もちろんその女性たちとあとは大きな群衆が連れて来たことを想像しましょう。
And Jesus stops to teach. イエスはどこかで立って教えようとしますけれども
人はたくさんいますから、立つところもない。もう海に入っちゃうぐらいです。
But there's no place for him to stand and teach these people because, you know, he's like backed up in the crowd almost at the water. And the Gospel of Mark also tells us at that time Jesus got in a boat and taught from the boat.
それで、マークによる福音書の方に書かれていますけれども、その時、イエスは船に乗ってお座りになってそこから教えていました。
So he's sitting in the boat. I think we have a picture here. This is actually some art from Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea からの絵ですけれども。
And you notice Jesus is sitting to teach.
イエスは説教するために座りました。
But the people listening are standing.
それ聞いている人たちは立っています。当時のやり方で先生の方が座って聞いている人は立っていました。
That time, the teacher sat down to teach, but the people stood up to listen.
いつ逆になったかわかりません。I don't know when it got changed around, so that the,
I stand and you sit. I don't know when it happened, that it got changed around.
But it's good, でも大丈夫ですよ。ゆっくり座ってください。
Please, sit comfortably. It's okay.
And Jesus is sitting here and he's teaching the people. イエスはここにお座りになって、その人たちに福音を述べ伝えました。
While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable.
大勢の群衆が集まり、方々の町から人々が遊びに来たので、イエスは例えを用いてお話になった。
Okay. That's our introduction to today's parable. それで例え話の紹介です。
一緒に読みましょう。
Let's read it. Let's go ahead and read it. And we'll read Luke chapter 8 verse 5, or verse, 5 to 15.
ルクによる福音書8章5節から15節までお読みします。
This time, I'm just going to read the English so that it's not so long and please look at the Japanese.
今度は私は英語だけお読みします。日本語をご覧ください。長いですから、そうしないと。
While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable.A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out,He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that those seeing they may not see, though hearing they may not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts.So that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it,And by persevering, produce a crop. Amen. Was there anything in this that you found a little bit troubling?
今日与えられた箇所にちょっと困っていたところがありましたか?心配したところありましたか?
Perhaps like verse 10, 10節の方、そういうことがあったかもしれません。The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that those seeing they may not see, though hearing they may not understand.
イエスは言われた、あなた方には神の国の秘密を悟ることが許されているが、他の人々には例えを用いて話すのだ。それは彼らが見ても見えず、聞いても理解できないようになるためである。
どうでしょう、これは。What do you think of this? Well, I think we need to understand this in the context of God's grace.
これは神様の恵みの中と考えて理解すべきだと思います。
And you think there's this large crowd of people coming.
大勢の人が来て、イエスの教えに聞いて、しかし、ほとんどの人々はメッセージの後、すぐ家に帰って忘れたかもしれません。
But a lot of people, perhaps right after they heard the message, right after they came and heard Jesus teach, they went on home and forgot about it. But some people said, what does this mean? We want to know more, and they followed Jesus.
しかし、ある人は、もっと知りたい。どういう意味でしょうかと思って、イエスに従っていきました。
What do we call it when people follow Jesus?
イエスに従っていくことはどう言いますか?
Disciples. 弟子になっているですね。So everybody heard the message.
みんなはその話を聞いて、その後選択しました。And then they made a decision. Do you just go home or do you follow Jesus? 家に帰るか、それともイエスに従っていくかの選択義、二つのところなんです。There's two choices at that point. Everybody heard and everybody had the opportunity to follow Jesus. みんな、群衆のみんなみんながそれを聞いて、イエスに従っていくきっかけが与えられました。But some said, no, I've heard enough, I'm going to go home. でもある人はもう十分聞いて家に帰ります。失礼しますと。So, it's not that Jesus is being unfair that other people did not hear the explanation of the parable. 群衆の方はその例え話の説明を聞かせてもらわなかったは不公平のことではありません。イエスに従っていく人はみんな弟子になって弟子たちと一緒に説明も聞かせていただきました。Everyone who wanted to could follow Jesus, become a disciple, and hear the rest of the explanation. But some people were not ready to hear. でも聞くためにもう心の準備ができていない人大勢でした。And for those people, it was better not to go ahead and explain everything at that time.
その人のためはもうその場ですぐ全部説明すべきではなかったようです。
By going home without the explanation, they had the seed planted in their heart, and then maybe the next day or the next day they would become more curious, they would want to know more, and they would come back and listen more and follow Jesus.
その種は、福音の種は、もう心にまかれてので、その人たちは家に帰っても、またそれを考えて、好奇心からでも、どういうことでしょうかと思って、別の日にまたイエスを聞きに行って、イエスに従っていくチャンスがありました。
And because they did not fully understand then, they had less responsibility if they rejected the message.
その場で説明聞かせていないことで、もうその福音を入れないという答えになったら責任はもっと軽いです。
You see, it's a basic principle that we see in the Bible that the more you know about God and His ways, the more responsibility you have to reply, to come to the Lord, to serve Him.
原則ですね、聖書の中は福音のことをしていればしているほど責任があります。それに応えるため、イエスに従うための責任が伴いますから。何も知れないまま責任は割に軽いです。
If you don't know anything at all, then your responsibility is fairly light. Because you do not know what you are supposed to do.
すべきのことは何ですかわからないですから。
But if you know what you should do and refuse to do it,You have more responsibility.
でも、すべきのことはもう分かっていながら、それをしないと責任がちょっと重くなるでしょう。
This is explained more in Luke chapter 12, so we'll talk about it when we get there.
これはもっとはっきり、もっと詳細が、ルクによる福音書12章に書かれていますから、その時にもう少し話します。
But I want to introduce the idea here.
でも、その考え方をちょっと紹介したいと思いました。
Now, let's think about the parable itself.
その例え話そのものをちょっと見てみましょう。
I am a farm boy from Missouri.
私はミズーリ州から農家のものですね。田舎のものです。
And we have a lot of roads like this one in Missouri.
ミズーリ州にこのような道がたくさんあります。
And this road, you notice, is just plain old dirt.
この道はただ土でできた道です。
But even though it's only dirt, ただ土なのに、because many, many people have walked over it and driven over it, it is very hard.
でも大勢の人は歩いてきたので、車もたくさん取りましたので、土だけでもとても硬いものになりました。
And you know, there are a lot of people in the world that their heart is like this road.
この世の中にいる人々の間、心はこの道と同じような状態になってしまった人が多いです。
Their heart is hard, もう固いです。頑固です。Stubborn. And Jesus says, you know, that the sower comes and sows the seed even in this hard place.
この固いところでも、種まきの人はここに来て、種をまいていますけれども。
But it cannot grow here.
でも種はこのような固いところは、もう生きることはできないです。
And the birds come and eat it.
鳥が来て食いてしまうとありますね。
What does that mean, the birds come to eat it?
鳥が来て食いてしまうとどういう意味ですか?
It means Satan comes and steals the word away.
サタンが、まだ悪霊たちが来て、その福音のメッセージを奪ってしまうのです。
Satan and the demons come and take the message away because it could not grow in this place anyway. And then we have another kind of ground, which we also have a lot of in Missouri.
Missouri 州の出身で、次の土の種類も多いです。Rocky soil. 石地ですね。石だらけの土地です。
And even here where you see that it looks like something is growing.
何か雑草が生えているところでも、2センチの下にまた石です。
2 centimeters below or an inch below the surface there, it's stone again. So weeds grow there in the spring when there's lots of rain.
雨がたくさん降っているうちに、つまり春の方は雑草はかなり伸びています。
But when the hot days of summer, the dry days of summer come, it all dries up.
でも、夏の暑い日々が続くと、もう全部分かれてしまいます。水がないですから、根も薄いですから。
The roots are shallow and there's no water. And Jesus tells us that this is likeWhen someone hears the good news of the kingdom of God, and they say, oh, I believe, but very quickly they give up when there's any kind of trial or trouble.
シエスがおっしゃいましたけれども、こういう人もいますね。福音、良い知らせ、神の国の教えを聞くと、すぐ、ああ、信じます、信じようとしますけれども、ちょっと述べて何か試練問題に会うともうやめてしまう、ギブアップ、枯れてしまいますという意味ですね。
They dry up as soon as there are problems. And, you know, it's very easy for me as a farm boy from Missouri to understand this parable because we have all of these kinds of places.
ミズーリ州の農家のものでこれはちょっとわかりやすい。とてもわかりやすい例え話ですね。このような土地は全部あります、ミズーリ州に。茨だらけのところも多いです。
This is a picture of some of our thorns from Missouri. We have here.
You like this?
And what happens if you plant seeds in the middle of this place?
このようなところに種をまくとどうなりますか?
Well, there is dirt and there is a little bit of water.
まあ、土があって、水も少しあって、その種が芽を吐いて、ちょっと大きくなります。
It'll begin to grow, you know, the seed will begin to sprout and it'll grow up a little bit.
しかし、養成分、水気はほとんど茨の方に取ってしまう。また茨は上に 日当たりを置いてますから、その種はあまり成長しない、実を結ぶないです。ちょっとだけ伸びてそのままあるんです。
But the nutrition from the soil and the water from the soil is almost all taken by the thorny plants. And above, the sunshine is blocked by the thorny plants above, and the plant will grow up only a little bit, and then it'll stop growing and it won't bear any fruit. And Jesus talked about this, and he said, you know, the heart that is in a situation where the worries of the world or the love of money or these things or the pleasures of life press around it so that it cannot grow.
イエスはこれも教えていましたね。このような状況、そういう心が人生のさまざまな問題、患い、またお金に対しての愛、またこの世の中の快楽で、そのものは圧迫されました。圧迫されていますから、伸びない、実を結ぶないなんです。
Because the pressure all around, it doesn't grow much and it doesn't bear fruit.
Some of us maybe feel like we have that pressure all around us. 私たちもたまに周りにそういう圧迫された気持ちがあるかもしれません。
So what was the fourth type of soil?
最後の土地の種類は何でしたか?
Good soil.
良い土地ですね。
And you plant the seeds and it grows and it bears fruit even 100 times.
良い土地に種をまいてすぐ芽が出て深い根ができる、述べて実を結ぶ、100倍まで実を結ぶことがあります。
We have soil like this in Missouri too.
Missouri 州にこのような土地もたくさんあります。
But you know, in Missouri at least, you don't get soil like this very easily.
でも、Missouri 州、まあ、とにかく Missouri 州の方では、簡単にこのような土地を手に入ることはできません。
You have to work hard to get this kind of soil.
このような土地を作るために苦労しなくてはいけないです。
You have to remove the stones.
石を取る必要がありますね。
So we have, in Missouri, if you go to a field, you can see piles of stones around the field.
Missouri 州に行けば、畑の周りにこのように石の山があります。
Mountain of stones at the edges of the field.
どこから来てでしょうか、その石。
Where did those stones come from?
They came from the field. 畑から来て。長年で農家はその畑から石を一つ一つ一個一個取って運んで山に加えた。
Of many years, the farmer, he's been going out and he's been pulling them stones out of the field and carrying them off to the side and adding them to that mountain of stones. It's hard work.
苦労ですよ。したことがあります。わかっています、私。
I know, I've done this. And you know, the land when you start out has many thorns and weeds and you've got to pull all of those out and take them and pile them up and burn them.
そして、はじめの方は、土地は、もう、茨、雑草たくさんあって、それを抜いて、集まって、どこかに置いて、火をつけるのです。
So in Missouri, a big field always has piles of stones and piles of burnt weeds and thorns.
Missouri 州では、広い畑はいつもありますね。その畑のすぐそばに、周りに、石の山、また別のところで、畑の真ん中の方にあるかもしれません。雑草と茨が焼き付けたところがあります。
And then you have good soil.
そうしたら良い土地ができて、すごくいい農家活動できます。種をまいて、すぐ
述べてきます。If you do this, you have good soil and you plant the seeds and it grows up quickly and you have a good crop. So this is often called the parable of the four soils. これは四つの土地また四つの土壌の例え話とよく呼ばれています。And the way we usually hear the parable explained, 大体この例え話の説明はこういう説明があります。These four kind of soils represent four kinds of people and how they respond to the good news of the gospel. この四つの土地は四つの種類の人のことを指してその人たちは福音にどのように答えることを教えています。And that explanation is not wrong. That is quite correct. その説明は間違っているわけはないです。正しいです。しかし私はあることを気づきました。But I noticed one thing here. I noticed that I am the hard road. 私はその硬い道端のものであって、And I am the plant in the thorny place. 私は茨に圧迫されたことがあります。And I am in the stony soil. 石地も私はそういうあって、何か早く信じよう、従いますよ、しようと言ってでも、あとは、give up、手上げします。Sometimes I hear and I want to obey it, but then I give up. And by the grace of God, once in a while, I am good soil.神様の恵みによってたまに良い土地になることもあります。You see, the parable speaks of four attitudes toward the gospel. この例え話は福音、良い知らせに関しての四つの態度の心を指しています。And that could be four different people. 四人になる場合があれば、Or it could be the same person in four different situations. So, 同じ人でも四つの別の状況に入っているところがあります。The basic meaning is about whether we believe in Jesus and are saved. 根本的な意味は、イエスを信じるか救われるかの意味があると思います。But the other meaning, of course, is about how we share the gospel with others, how we produce fruit for the kingdom. でももう一つのことは、どうやって福音を伝えて実を結ぶことができるでしょう。And how do we have the fruits of the Spirit in our life? Do we change our lives and produce fruit in our own lives as well because we've heard the gospel? そして自分の人生生活の中にも霊的の実を結ぶかどうか。私たちは自分の生活を福音によって変えることがありますかということもここにあると思います。And we have some small ability to participate in the decision of what type of soil we become. 私たちはちょっと余裕のところがあって自分はどのような土地になるかの選択に参加するところちょっとありますね。We can strive to live without sin. 罪を犯さないように努力することができます。We can read the Word of God, the Bible, and we can decide that we really want to obey.御言葉を読んで、この言葉に従いたい決心ができます。So we participate in this process. この過程に私たちは参加させていただきます。But you know, there's another thing here that we notice. もう一つのこと気づきます。You know,When I talk about a farm in Missouri, Missouri 州の農家の話だったら、畑の話だったら、Who is it that removes the stones? Who is it that plows the hard ground? Who is it that takes the thorn bushes away? the farmer.
水利士の話で、誰がその畑から石を取って運んでいくでしょうか。誰が茨を抜くでしょうか。誰がその硬い土地を耕すでしょうか。
農家の人ですね。種まきの人と一緒ですね。The same one who plants the seeds. And who is the one that plants the seeds in today's parable? 今日与えられた例え話で、誰がその種をまいているでしょうか。Take a look at this hand. この手をご覧ください。Who is that? Jesus, because you see where the nail was. この手を見ると、あ、イエス様だとすぐわかります。その釘の跡はそこにありますから。イエス様ご自身が農家であり、種まきしてくださるんです。私たちの生活を直すのは、私たちはちょっと参加できますけども、根本的に神様の御業なんです。主の恵みをいただきつつ、人生が変えていくのです。生活は清い生活になります。Basically, you know, we have a little place of participation, but it's really the Lord Jesus and His grace that changes our lives and helps us to lead clean lives, helps us to change our way of living, to become good soil, 良い土地になるため。But we need to open up and say, Yes, Lord, change my heart, oh God. はい、主よ、私の心を変えてください。祈るんです。And he comes and he does it. イエスが来てくださり、その御業もなさってくださるのです。感謝します。Thanks be to God. I notice one other thing here. まだもう一つ気づきました。You know, Jesus is a lot different than a Missouri farmer. Missouri 州の農家と比べたら、イエスはちょっと違うやり方がありますね。You know, in Missouri, when you go out to plant the seeds, you don't put any seeds on the hard road. You don't put any seeds on the stony ground. You don't put any seeds in the thorns if you can help it, because it won't work.ミズーリ州の農家の人は、その道端の方に種をまくことはしないです。石地に石だらけのところは種まくことはしない。茨が生えているところは種まきしないです。そこにまいてもあまり期待できないですからね。Can't expect much from those places.Which one is more clever, Missouri farmers or Jesus? 誰が賢いでしょう Missouri 州の農家たち、それともイエスですか正しい答えは、What's the right answer? Jesus. But why would you say that? でも、どうしてその答えが正しい？わかりますかBy the standards of the world, the Missouri farmer is more clever. このような基準を見たら、ミズーリ州の農家の方が賢いです。種を無駄遣いは避けますから。Doesn't waste the seeds, the Missouri farmer. But you see, Jesus has a different standard. イエスの基準は随分違う基準です。What is the standard by which Jesus does his work? イエスがなさった御業の基準、その土台は何でしょうか？愛。Love. Somebody's smart out here. I don't know if I hear the voice. You see, Jesus loves each and every person. イエスは一人一人一人一人一人を愛していらっしゃいますから、どのような人でも福音良い知らせを伝えていらっしゃるんです。種まき、その心に巻いていらっしゃるんです。 So no matter what the person is like, Jesus is planting the seeds of the gospel in their heart, giving them the good news for all the different kinds of people. And the heart of Jesus, out of his love and grace and mercy, is that every one of them would come to faith, whether it is soon or whether it is later. He wants everyone to come to faith and be saved. That's his desire, his heart. Shiesu no go kibo, shiesu ga hoshi koto wa nan desu ka to kiku to, shiesu no mikokoro wa hitori hitori wa oso kara hayakare, shinjiru you ni natte sukuwareru you ni, sono tame ni subete no kokoro ni sono tane o maite irushiru desu. And for that reason, he plants the seeds of the gospel in every heart. It's his desire, mikokoro desu, mine ga sukuwaremasu you ni, that everyone would be saved. So even in the place where you cannot expect it to grow, he plants seed. And he waits patiently. And he desires that the day would come when that heart would open up and be ready to receive. Sete amai kitai dekinai kokoro to omou tokoro demo, Shiesu wa sono fukui no tane o maite, sono kotai o machi nozonde irashaimasu. You see, Jesus' standard is love. Jesus no kijin wa ai desu kara. He loves each and every one. Hitori hitori o aishite irushaimasu kara. Let's close with Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Hosea sho no jusho juni setsu de kyo no message wo oimashou. Sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap the fruit of unfailing love and break up your unplowed ground. For it is the time to seek the Lord until he comes and showers righteousness on you. Megumi no wazo motorasu tane o make. Ai no minori o kari iri o. Atarashi tochi o taguyase. Shu o motomeru toki ga kita. Tsui ni shu ga otozurete megumi no ame ga sasoede kurusaru you ni. Here also we see there are things that we can do. Watashi tachi ga dekiru bun mo arimasu ne. We can sow righteousness, megumi no waza o motorasu tane o maku. We can reap the fruit of God's love, kamisama no ai no mi o minoru kari iri ga dekimasu. We can work to break up the hard ground of our hearts, jibun no katai kokoro no tokoro tageyasu koto ga dekimasu. We can seek the Lord, shu o motomeru koto ga dekimasu. When is the time to seek the Lord? Shu o motomeru beki no toki wa itsu desu ka? Now it is time to seek the Lord. Ima koso shu o motomeru toki ga kimashita. But there's all this that we can do. Watashi tachi ga dekiru tokoro wa achikochi iroiro arimasu keredomo. What does it depend on? Nani shidai deshou ka? Sono seiko. It depends on the coming of the Lord. He comes and showers righteousness on us as a free gift, forgiving our sins and giving us a home in heaven. Shu ga korare, sono megumi no ami o sosoide kudasari, sono tsumi no yurushi, sono tengoku no ibasho wo ataete kudasaru no desu. Shu Yesu no miwaza shidai desu. It all depends on the work of the Lord. I hope that we, each and every one of us, will seek the Lord and try to live in righteousness and love. Watashi tachi, hitori hitori, shu o motomete, dekiru dake tadashi seikatsu o okuri, sono ai no naka ni ikuru koto wa watashi no kibo de arimasu. But what we really need to do, demo, nani yori mo daiji no koto wa, we need to pray and ask the Lord to send His grace, His righteousness, His love down upon us. Because without it, we can do nothing. Demo nani yori mo daiji no koto wa, shu ni mukatte oinori shite negaimasu. Shu, sono megumi no ame o sosoide kudasai, kitte kudasai, watashi no kokoro ni mo kitte kudasai. Watashi wa shu kara hanarete wa nani mo dekimasen kara. because I can do nothing without the Lord.
Let's pray. お祈りします。
Dear Heavenly Father, loving Lord, thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy and your presence here today. Come now and touch our hearts, Lord. Take the stones and the thorns away. Break up the hardness of our hearts that we might be good soil. Lord, continue as you have from the beginning to sow the good news of Christ, those seeds into our life, the kingdom of God, and draw us to you. Draw us to you, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing. And help us, Lord, to open our hearts, to strive to open our hearts, to strive to walk in your ways, to seek after you. Allow us the grace of participation in your work in our lives as well. And help us to bear fruit for your kingdom. Lord, I lift up those who are struggling in various ways. Jenny is sick this morning. We ask for your healing hand upon her. This week, Mr. Saito, the former director of the Christian Center, passed away. We ask for your grace and mercy on his family, and we give thanks for his faith, and we know he is home in heaven with you. And Lord, there are many others. Some are lonely, some are tired, some are struggling financially, some are sick. Come, Lord, and out of your love and grace, meet those needs and care for your people. Out of your love, because we know from your scriptures how much you love us. We know from experience, from the fellowship of your Spirit. Pour out your love and grace, Lord. Be glorified in our lives and fill us with your Spirit that we might be witnesses of your grace and love to all we meet. Bearing fruit 100-fold for your kingdom. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Amen.